didn't need it anymore. It felt like those two guys were after me, bothering me too much, so I got drunk to get back at them. After that, I moved to California. My kids were on welfare while I was touring all over. I never knew anyone could make the money I made in union construction jobs in California, so I drank it up. I didn't feel bad about the kids because I was drunk all the time. I sent them presents. When I got sober, I felt bad about them, so I'd drink again. I couldn't stand being sober because I couldn't stand thinking about how I hadn't taken care of my own kids. I did a lot of drinking on the job. Carpenters worked in shorts and had coolers of beer. There were beer cans all around the job site. I would go to the all-night store early every morning to buy a bottle of wine for my thermos to keep me going until lunch. Then I'd buy wine at lunch for the afternoon, and on my way home I'd buy a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine for my evening. That was the cycle of my life. Once I was stopped because my truck was weaving while I was driving home from a friend's house, and they gave me a DWI. It meant a $300 fine and 1 year of probation, and I didn't think I would make it, so I decided to move back home. I spent 3 months on unemployment, which to me meant 3 months of partying. When the money ran out, I looked for a job. Even though my California union card meant nothing, I got a job as a foreman back with my first employer. I look back on that now and I think, was God good to me or what? And I was blaming God all this time for my troubles. Since it was my first job in some 3 months,